Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we try to do here every single day. Our quote for today: don't let the noise of others' opinions drown out your inner voice. That is from Steve Jobs.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve. It is Thursday.
That's right.
And we are in the midst of Super Bowl week here.
That's right.
In Los Angeles. We went to the Lakers game the other night.
How was that? Was
friends,
it
poppin'? Our friends from Greece love NBA, and they love Giannis Antetokounmpo. And he plays for the Milwaukee Bucks, as you know. And
the Greek freak.
The Greek freak. So they wanted to see him. And so they got tickets and we went, and it was so funny because I was sitting there, we're like a couple rows behind courtside, and I'm sitting there and I'm thinking, you know, when you go to a Lakers game, FYI, for everybody who's not in LA and hasn't visited, first thing you do is, who's here?
Right.
You start looking around to see if any of your friends are here, right? Anybody you know.
Maria calls them friends. We call them celebrities.
Well, and then, yeah, then you hunt for celebrities too. I think the guy from Married with Children, I think his name was David Faustino for some reason. Mm-hmm. I think he was courtside. Anyway,
fun.
I'm looking around. I'm like, I don't see anybody. I don't know anybody here.
Wow.
Which is a weird sensation.
No Adele. She's usually there.
No Adele.
Wow,
no nobody.
Sad.
And so I started thinking about it and I said, oh, well, everyone's working. You can't risk being in an arena and miss work. So I think that may be why there are less celebrities. Maybe it was just that game. I don't know. But that was a big game to not be at.
Right.
Everybody wants to see the Greek freak play.
Yeah. Interesting.
And so I was thinking, I'm like, gosh, like if I didn't get COVID at Christmas, I probably wouldn't have gone either. Because the only time I've squeezed the lemon was for WWE.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. And even then I was like, what do I do?
Yeah.
I'm a lot of people. And like, you get nervous. But then at the same time, you're like, okay, what can I do? Like, you got to like live. But as I've told you, when, you know, concerts have come up or whatever, I'm like, you got to really pick and choose, I feel like, what you're going to do. And is it worth the risk? So I was like, I wanted to lick like the floors. I was like, I am immune.
See, I kind of want to.
Meanwhile, I don't know if I really am or not, because who knows what's true anymore. But I was like, I feel pretty safe.
I kind of want to lick the floors just to get it over with. Like, I'm now at this place.
I can't believe you still haven't gotten it.
Same.
It's like you. It's like somebody, you know, like when you miss that window. Well, no. Imagine you're still a virgin now, right?
Right.
And you're like, I just want to have sex and get it over with because I'm never going to do it. That's what it sounds like when you say that.
But honestly, it's because it's kind of like I'm waiting for it now. Yeah. I'm like, maybe I did have it and I just didn't have symptoms. But I don't think so, mm-hmm. because even people who are like asymptomatic are still like feeling a little sick. But yeah, no, I'm like, can we get it over with, please?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Too.
It's weird. Yeah. Pooja and I both.
Yeah. Neither of us have had it.
It's so funny.
Crazy.
But I got it like back beginning of time.
You think you had it?
Yeah, yeah. Like February before everything shut down in March.
We talked about that, yeah.
And I'm wondering, honestly, if that has made me immune. I don't know.
No. You just have been careful. And honestly, yeah, you've been with us the whole time.
True.
With two parents with COVID.
Yeah, right.
No, but we really have been, we were in Connecticut kind of isolated. Yeah. Like we just...
Yeah, I haven't been doing anything wild.
We haven't really done too much.
Yeah. But anytime I like go out and do something, I'm
You're
like...
You're sanitizing, baby.
Yeah, that's true. I am. Mm-hmm. I am. My hands are dry as hell.
I've gotten really lame in sanitizing. Yeah. I also forget my mask all the time.
Yeah, you do.
It's as if we haven't been in COVID for 2 years. What's wrong with us, Pooja?
I don't know. But when I'm walking to like the coffee shop...
Always forget.
I always forget. And it's always a problem. And they're like... All right, like you can't come in, and they're nice enough, and they'll bring it outside sometimes because we're friends. Because I go there way too much.
They write "We appreciate you" on her brown paper bag.
Literally,
it's so cute.
It's cute.
Yeah,
it's cute.
You're keeping them alive.
True, honestly,
honestly, truly, that's where my money goes.
Solely
you keep Coral Tree alive. My dad keeps Home Depot alive.
And Duncan.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, I think it's so wild. We're still in this, and. And you still have to, you know, think about these things. It's funny. My friends from Greece were here and they were saying how they all got it when we were supposed to go to Disney with them. They all got it except for their one son. And he got so freaked out and he was saying, you know, like, you know, you guys are all going to die and I'm going to have to end up with another family. And I don't want that. Like he was so freaked out.
How old?
Seven.
Oof.
Like, but like these little kids, like from 5 years old or from whatever age, like they've had to think of Alyssa's niece and nephew are like germs. When they see people, just when they see people, they're like germs. And they're freaking out. Imagine the repercussions of this. This is going to be so intense, like emotionally and mentally for these kids. It's already so hard enough for all of us.
Right. It's scary. It's like the anxiety is already going up, you know, with social media, all that stuff. Yeah. These poor teens now, these babies are like born, the COVID babies who like all, they've never seen people's faces.
Yeah.
Like that's so crazy to me.
They were all like Michael Jackson had the kids with masks back in the day. Remember?
Yeah.
And so he was just ahead of the curve.
He really was.
But yeah, I think, you know, and it's taking its toll on adults too. I told you that just the other day I found out that a friend of mine in this business took his life and you have to wonder what these last 2 years did. I mean, he was already battling depression and you know, what these last 2 years may have done to him emotionally and mentally and spiritually and physically, for him to get to that place. Mm-hmm. So...
Well, it's just scary. And everyone's, we've talked about it briefly on the show before. Like everyone collectively, I feel like is just more on edge, more angry right now. I mean, I've never had so many drivers like, you know, flip me off or whatever. And I'm just like, I was crossing the street the other day. Going to my car, literally in a crosswalk. This lady almost takes me out and then like.
Is mad at you.
Is mad at me. And I'm like. And that's kind of normal for LA, but not to that degree. I was like, whoa, just everyone's on edge. So, I mean, yeah, I hear that story and it breaks my heart, but I wonder how many people.
This was heartbreaking. He was like the sweetest thing in this business. Like I lived to see Chris and like I would jump on him and give him a huge hug. He was like a teddy bear. And I used to call him my fake husband. And I would say like, if it wasn't for Kevin, we would totally be married. And we would like, we had this like secret affair. Like it was a joke, but... even his brothers, I'm like, I love your brother so much. They're like, he loves you. And I'm like, I know we're kind of fake married. And, Kevin was okay with this. He knows all about it.
Hilarious.
And he was just like the sweetest thing. Mm. It's so, so hard to think of what goes on in someone's head. So then you go like, I've never had anybody close to me commit suicide. And so I was like shook. And, and so you go back through your emails and you start like looking at things and there were just so many times where he was like thinking about you, sending you love, like, you know, send a heart or, hi, hope you're well. Like just all these like little moments and, you know, you just wish that somebody would have that he would have said, hey, I need help. Like I saw Zach Braff wrote a whole thing because he was Zach Braff's manager. He managed Margot Robbie and so many other people. And he was like, I wanted to like move in with him and help him. He's like, I did everything I could and everyone around him was doing everything they could. But
so heartbreaking.
So heartbreaking.
It's hard with, I mean, that's right on the heels of Chesley Chris too. Mm-hmm. The, you know, former Miss USA extra correspondent. And it's like her mom had done an interview saying, you know, she quietly and secretly struggled massively with depression. And up until her last days, she was like, I didn't even know. And she talked to me about everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, ooh, it gives me chills. It's hard. You I don't know check in.
How it gets to that place where you're talking to your mom and you don't say how in despair you are. Like, that's really, really hard. And it's hard because you're also leaving your mom behind with that burden of, she didn't even tell me, I couldn't have even helped her.
Right.
That's really hard.
Really hard. I know.
So, it's a tough time. So that's why we're all here.
True.
We are trying to gather the tools to survive and thrive in this challenging time and challenging world. That's why I took the show every day. It was during COVID.
Yep.
I was like, I need to be with everybody every day. And I thought that was going to be just a few months. Well, here we are, guys.
Here we are.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
But that's it, Maria, because it's like, even if you don't get a tool or a lesson or something from the show, which I guarantee you do, but it's your people, it's your community, you're with someone, it's something you can rely on every single day. Like, we are here. If you have no one else, we are here.
Yeah.
And I think that that's so special.
Yeah. Well, think about our conversation at breakfast this morning. Guys, I made a really good quesadilla, an egg and cheese quesadilla.
It looks so good.
With sriracha. It's so yummy. So I was having my breakfast quesadilla that I made, and Kelsey and I were talking. And what were you saying?
I was telling Maria that I can feel it and I know it. And I know it because of you guys. You make me aware of it. But I'm in this place where it's like I'm growing and I just am so uncomfortable. I feel like I need to like shed my skin. I need to like readjust friendships, readjust old patterns. There are things that I just know that like have served me in the past that I want nothing to do with now. And it's like making me crazy. And I was talking it out with my mom last night. I'm like, I feel like I'm crazy, but I know I'm not. I know it's just me kind of coming to the next level, but it's hard. But I mean, I was saying this to Maria and she was like, how incredible though, that you're aware of this. Like, this show has made me aware of it. I mean, I'm 27 and I'm like, I can see, oh, Kelsey, you're struggling because of this. I would have never been able to do that without the show. I mean, honestly. So
yeah, it's amazing.
It really is.
It made me like so proud and so happy. I was like, oh my God, wait, we're really doing something cool.
Yeah.
So that was really a good moment. But I think, 27 for you to be able to be aware of that, like coming out of your skin and like I went through those periods and didn't know.
Right.
Right. I'm going through those periods now. Still, probably. And I am still like having to be aware and pay attention.
Well, I'm grateful. I mean, it's the show, but it's also, and I've said this to you before, you're so open about what you're going through. It's like, I can see things. Like if you go through something, I'm like, oh, maybe that's what's happening to me. Maybe I'm feeling that. So that's another reason why the show is amazing. It's like, maybe it's not a guest, but it's you. It's you that everyone can see themselves in. And like, you're so open. Like I'm so grateful for that because yeah, I mean, I would have just thought I was depressed or losing my mind or whatever, but I'm like, no, I'm just struggling to break old habits.
It's funny to hear you be like I can feel you wiggling out of like the snake coming out of its skin. My friend Marie was saying that after she went to this recent meditation event, she goes, it was life-changing. I felt like I came out of my skin. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, ooh, that sounds really cool.
But I think that's what we do. You know, and I know Kevin, I talked about the other week on RGF, he was like, think about, you know, it's like the butterfly in the cocoon, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, you got to come back in to come out. And I'm like, ooh, and Mark Nepo talks about it too. But yeah, it's a process, but I'm grateful I have this show to help me process it.
I know. It's pretty cool. I gotta say,
it is cool.
I am very disturbed by the Instagram that you sent me last night.
Oh my God, yeah.
Do you want to tell everybody about this?
Yeah, so I saw this. People kept posting this Lyft.
Maybe that's why I couldn't sleep.
See, that's funny because I actually slept better last night than I have the last two nights, and that's a little alarming. But no, this Lyft driver, or I kept seeing this post shared, right? And I finally clicked on it, and I was like, what's going on here? There was a Lyft driver in New York.
Brooklyn,
yeah. This girl got into, it was like, I don't know, 1 a.m. and she got into a Lyft to go home and she was by herself. She had her phone right on her and she kind of like immediately texted her friend when she got in the Lyft, was like, hey, like kind of keep your phone on you because I'm going home by myself, right? And then the car halfway to her home stops and she's like, hey, what are you doing? Why are you stopping? And the guy kind of blew her off and was like, oh, nothing. She was like, no, what's going on? She had a bad feeling. And then this van like pulls around the side and she just immediately was like, oh, hell no, jumps out of the car and starts like booking it. And the van starts chasing her. And she, luckily there was like snow in New York, jumped behind, it was like a Jeep, I think that was, and there was snow and hid until her friend could come pick her up. But I literally was like, that's my biggest fear. I mean, I will never get in a Lyft by myself or Uber or anything.
That's
terrifying.
The thing that people don't realize. And I think we all got so comfortable with this ride sharing thing.
Yeah.
It always scared me. And then I was like, okay, Maria, just chill. Everyone else is using it. These are just your, you know, your fears of safety.
Yeah.
But, the thing is we get drunk and we're like, oh my God, we'll call an Uber.
Yep.
Okay. So now you're vulnerable. The person driving you knows you're vulnerable and now anything can happen. But you're thinking you're doing the right thing because you're not driving. So you've almost said, okay, now I'm in safe hands, right? Because my hands aren't safe, so someone else's are. And you're just putting blind trust in a stranger because the system tells you, oh my God, Lyft, Uber, it's so cool, it's so easy. It's like going to Starbucks and getting your coffee. No.
Yeah.
I hate them. I really, 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 really resisted, especially in COVID. I was like, yeah, I never felt good about this. And I'm not okay with this. And so I just choose to drive instead. And yeah, I'm not going to have as much fun. I'm going to have one drink.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
If I'm going to drink.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Unless I'm with Kevin, then like, you know, it's a little different, but I do not feel safe whatsoever in these situations anymore. And I never did. But that's really creepy. So apparently there were, because she said, this is how girls are being kidnapped in New York right now. So there must be an uptick in kidnappings.
Has to be.
And that was what she was referring to.
Yeah.
So I think maybe people haven't pieced together how it's happening. And she's like, this is how it's happening. There's some like, you know, Lyft scam.
So freaky. And it's so funny because TV is so good with mirroring.
It's not Lyft the company doing that. I'm saying like someone's using that as the cover for it.
But no, it's wild how like TV kind of like follows and models what's going on in the world. The recent Euphoria episode was all about how the woman was going to like sell Rue into like sex trafficking literally on Sunday. And then all this stuff came out and I was like, okay, that's wild. But I don't know, on the front of everyone's mind. So that's the first thing I thought of. I was like, and you know, you always hear those stories. It's like, if there's something on your car door or your windshield, like girls don't stop and pull it. Pooh, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's like, if there's ever a flyer, oh yeah. If there's ever a flyer on your windshield or like something stuck in your door, don't stop and like, look at it, like get in your car immediately. Because people have done that where it's like,
that's how they get you.
Exactly.
Because now you're not paying attention.
Exactly. So anyways, just, it's
so scary,
horrifying, but something just to, oof.
Yeah. I remember there was some party and there was a girl who was like blackout drunk, I guess. Mm. And they put her in an Uber and I said, are you people nuts? And the one person is like security. I go, are you not thinking you just put someone in an Uber?
Yeah.
And she's not okay. Mm. God only knows what could happen.
Yeah.
Like nobody thinks like that. And so I'm glad that she posted this and she's making everyone aware, but that's why I wanted to touch on it because you got to think like that.
You have to.
You can't allow yourself to be vulnerable and be in these situations.
Well, and you have to weigh it. Like Maria said, right? It's like, okay, maybe you're having one or two less drinks, but like at the cost of your life or whatever, like, oh my gosh.
Or like what my friends do, like we'll have one like DD, like designated driver for the night. So we'll like,
you
we'll
switch
have,
off. Yeah.
Yeah. You switch off. So like, and whoever has like the biggest car, whatever, we'll take it. Like,
do you guys do that here in LA?
Mm-hmm.
I like
smart.
That.
I like that too.
Cause you guys don't want to do Ubers.
Yeah, it's I mean, one, they're expensive, but also, yeah, like one person can just not drink, you know, so much one night and then it's just safer and then we'll drop everyone off and it's good. And in New York, we didn't really do that because we didn't have cars, but we always made sure that we were in groups and like no one was like alone going in the Uber or whatever, just because it's so sketchy. Like a drunk girl alone at like whatever time in the morning, like that's so... Who thinks that's safe? Like, who thinks that's a good idea? Like, I don't understand.
I wonder, because you grew up like in the city, were you more aware? Because for me, it's like, I wasn't really aware of this until like recently, but I grew up in very suburbs. We never took ride shares and stuff. Mm-hmm. Were you more aware of it like from early on?
For sure. For sure. Like, because you don't want to be taking the subway at like whatever a.m. like 2 or 3 a.m. you know?
Yeah, so, now you're trapped in a capsule.
Right. And honestly, sometimes it is safer at certain times just because there's way more people. So like there's people around, but that's still like, you don't want to be doing that.
Oh my God. So late. That sounds scary.
I know.
Staying at home.
Oh my God.
But yeah, no.
So I like to have parties at home.
Truly though.
True.
Wow. Yeah.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Well, friends, what have we learned today?
God, we've learned a lot.
We're going to keep watching the show.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to keep doing this. We're not taking ride shares anymore.
Yeah. Well, I wonder, can I ask Pooja a little question?
Yeah.
Maria, fun fact, we call Pooja DJ Pooji Pooj on RGF.
Yeah.
Just so you're aware.
That's my alter ego.
That's our alter ego.
Okay.
Yeah.
So DJ Pooji Pooj, when you hear my awareness that's come from the show that... Literally, as I'm saying it, I'm like, oh, wow, the show has made me psycho aware. Do you have things, you know, that you can kind of pinpoint that along the way, even like in the short time you've been here that are already helping you?
Yeah, I think the biggest one for me is who I take my advice from.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just used to listen to everyone and anyone. And not that everyone didn't have good intentions. I'm not saying that, but I'm just being more conscious of, like, you know, kind of seeing like where they are. And if that's where I want to be, then yeah, I should probably take advice from them versus someone who maybe has a different path or, you know, had different experiences. Or because I have a lot of family and friends that aren't in this industry. They're mm-hmm. on like the more traditional path. So what they think is normal and like how it should be isn't necessarily how it works here.
Mm-hmm.
So just having to explain it to them or just be like, yeah, thank you for the advice and I appreciate it. And then just take what's going to be helpful and then know what I know and what I learned from you guys and from other people that I've met here.
Yeah. So good. So cool.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I could spend an entire week talking about all the different things that I've learned and applied and how it's impacted me. It's pretty wild.
Well, even today it was cool. You were talking about, you know, you had a realization where you're like, wow, I really think my like therapy is actually helping me. And I think that that's even a cool thing. You know?
I had to drop the hammer and lay some boundaries down with a friend
mm-hmm.
who, was just not being cool and being unreasonable and trying to be the victim in a situation. And I was like, wait a second. No.
No, no.
And I think I've always been really good at defending others. And so Kevin calls, listen, we have sports analogies for everything. And you know, Kevin, so we always have sports analogies, or we have wrestling analogies. So, you know, he says that I throw people through tables sometimes, but that's when his version of it, what he's saying is like, I stood up for myself or I laid my boundaries down. So I'm getting really good at that for myself. And, you know, cause normally I would, you know, be upset and resentful and hold it in and then maybe never really see them again or just distance myself or whatever. And now I'm like, no, here's
so
why
good.
You are, you know, not respecting my boundaries. Like boom, boom, boom. This is what I want. This is what I don't want. This is, you know, what I'm capable of, what I'm not. Like I just boom, boom, boom all the way down.
Is it still scary for you to set that boundary? That's my thing. I'm terrified. I don't know why.
Yeah. I mean, you get that kind of like little anxiety in your chest and like you just, you know, because it's hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking this morning at quesadilla breakfast time about, you know, narcissists. And I feel like at least the women in my life that I've been friends with, a lot of them have been very narcissistic. And I talked to my therapist, was it last year? I was like, okay, I'm looking around. There's a lot of narcissists around me. And I'm like, so that means I must be a narcissist because they say that, you know, you attract what you are.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, but she's like, you also have to realize that narcissists love feeding off of good people. She goes, and by the way, the very thought of you coming to me saying that you might be a narcissist means you're not a narcissist.
Right.
Like you're saying, hey, can you help me? I think I'm a narcissist. She's like, you're not a narcissist. And I was like,
they would not say that.
Oh, okay. And so, she's like such a cool therapist. She's so smart. And so I've been on the narcissist hunt cleaning out for a while, but with COVID, I haven't seen a lot of people and you know, it's just, you know, that it's like a whack-a-mole game. Sometimes you're like, oh, there's another one.
Yeah.
And you know, to me, Kevin's been diagnosing me for a while. He's like, Marie, you've been trying to replace your family, you know, cause I feel like I was rejected, abandoned, whatever for so long. He's like, you're not my like parents technically, like my, right. You know,
extended.
And so he's like, you've been trying to replace them for so many years. And every time you're disappointed by all these people. And so I recognize that now and I see it more than ever. And, you know, for me, when you're in family status, that's like a level of intimacy that I really cherish. And when you don't, then I'm like, well, it can't be one way, right? Like if we're family, that means to me, my definition is there's a level of like connection. There's a discussion level we're going to go to. You're going to inquire about my life. I'm going to inquire about yours. You know, if you have kids, I'm going to talk to you about your kids. Like, I want to have that. And when it's not reciprocated, it's like, oh, you just want the surface. And if you also don't want to spend like quality time, you know, if you just want to spend it with like 50 of us or 20 of us or 10 of us, and it's always, you know, just a surface thing, like, then that does not feel to me like that true connection. Now you're just fun friends. Mm-hmm. So I have lots of fun friends. You guys are going to start to realize that they're your fun friends, and then they're your real friends. Yeah. Then there are those people that can be real friends, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
they teeter.
But they teeter. Yeah. Like, or like if they're a couple, one is... Yeah. The fun friend and the other one's a real friend, or like there's so many different combinations.
Yeah.
Because I know, you know, in one scenario, I'm like, okay, if I called them and I needed help, sometimes I kind of define it by this. If I needed help, would they be there for me? Yes. Okay. Well, that's a big deal, right? I don't take that lightly. But, you know, like for me, when I've gone through the hardest year of my life, forget the last 5 years with everything. And you don't even ask me how I'm doing. You don't ask me, you know, how are you doing since your mom? Like nothing. And I haven't seen you for years.
Family.
Like, yeah. It's like, it just doesn't sit well with me. So I have a really hard time with that.
As you should though.
But then it's like, am I just placing expectations on things? I think that's a natural thing to want to expect.
I think that there's different levels, right? Yeah. Like, Devon Franklin talked about when he was on talking about expectations, you know, it's like those, the smaller expectations. I think expecting someone who you see as family to ask you how you are and want to know about your life is a normal expectation that it's either going to define a good friend or a not.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that that is a bad expectation.
And that's kind of just like a decent thing to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's kind of just like a given, like, if you know, like one of your closest friends went through something so traumatic and like tragic and you haven't seen them in person, like and you don't ask them, I don't think that's you being asking for too much, like at all. If anything, that's expecting the bare minimum.
Right. But it is hard as a female because we do question that, you know, it's like, I don't know if guys question that.
What do you mean?
Like, you're like, oh, am I asking too much though? Like, I don't think a guy's sitting there thinking that, like overanalyzing that situation, right?
Yeah.
But I think that we do.
When I look at some of these female friendships, I'm like, oh my God, they were so narcissistic. It's all about them.
Mm-hmm.
and their head has been on a swivel constantly to see what's better. Who's better? What's better? And I'm like, wait, like, can we just be in the moment here? Like, so I threw the gauntlet down last summer and was like, that's it. I am done, to quote 90 Day Fiance. And I forget her name right now. She's like, I'm done. I'm done. I'm like, I'm done. And what happened? Instantly, God, like, flooded in all these new amazing people into my life where I was like, oh, and these people are really successful and really caring and really sweet and like really supportive. And I was like, okay, I'm going to cultivate those friendships. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to have my own family. Cause then they can't reject me.
There you go.
My kids, right? They won't reject
absolutely
me.
Not. They will never. But I think that that's something you talk about a lot. It's like when you let and multiple guests have talked about that. You let it go and things come back, right? And you're great at that. Like you've talked about, you know, giving away your clothes and then
always.
A whole new thing comes.
Always.
Yeah. So
yeah,
that's a good lesson.
Yeah.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them. I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Tia his, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
So I think if you're in these places, you're cleaning up friendships and, you know, just know it's normal. I'm going through it. They saw me in pain the last 2 days over a friend that was just... It was just like, what are we talking about here? Mm-hmm. Like, what's going on? I'm so confused. Mm-hmm. I just want to see you. And this is like, we're talking about traffic and how long it's going to take to, and I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And so, I went through it this weekend too. And I was like, oh, done with these friends. I don't think I ever felt shittier. Oh my God. I think that's like, that's something you guys, and you all know this, but be aware of how you feel after you hang out with people.
Good point.
That's a good one.
Monday, I was still recovering from Friday.
Yeah.
Like,
you look like a different person today than you did on Monday. Like, on Monday, it looked like she, like,
I got
in the ring with Tyson. Not officially. No, you still looked beautiful. But I could tell it was like a different thing. It's not like your actual physical structure was different.
No.
It's like your eyes, your glow, your life force was sucked out of your body and now it's back.
Right. It was like I went on like a 72-hour like binge drinking frickin', and I didn't at all. Yeah. It's just people. So it's something, oh my gosh, you guys.
But it's kind of the same thing. It's like when you know better, you get better. When you get better, you do better.
Yeah.
And so for us, these kind of surface vapid kind of conversations or experiences like aren't enough and it's not fulfilling. It's draining.
Yes.
And so, yeah, you have to listen to how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great kind of indicator when you go out with people, say, how do I feel now? Okay. Feeling a little tense inside. Okay. Interesting. Like take stock when you're heading to see them. How are you feeling? Are you excited? Yeah. Like think about it in resonance and dissonance, like Susie Batiste taught us.
Mm-hmm.
Am I lit up? Am I so excited to see them? And, you know, and whatever, or am I dreading it?
Right.
Right. Okay. Then once you're with them, take stock. Okay. How do I feel now?
What's coming up?
I'm getting a little anxiety and I feel a little flustered. I'm like irritated, whatever it is. Or I'm like, oh, I'm pretty good actually. And then after.
Yep.
Take stock and just take stock of everybody and start to kind of look at things a little bit more in that way.
Mm-hmm. And as Maria...
Little Yelp reviews.
Little Yelp reviews. Well, and I think write your Yelp reviews down. Yeah. This was a great little tip Maria said yesterday, which you guys will hear on next week's episode. Oftentimes I'll have these breakthroughs and then forget about it 2 seconds later.
We all do though.
We all do. So Maria was like, write it down, you know, whether it's something you bring up to your therapist or you just revisit at night or weekly or whatever. Yeah. It's like, And so I did. And I will never forget that now.
Yeah. And listen, with these friendships, like, they go through ebbs and flows and challenging times and whatever. It doesn't mean you have to just cut everybody off, but you also can set clear boundaries. And that's what I did recently. I was like, listen, this is how much I value my friendship with you. And to me, I want to be with you. I don't want to be with you and 10 other friends and it just be kind of a thing, because I don't want that. I don't want to be with those other people. I want to be with you. Right. So if you find me to be a priority in your life in any kind of way and you want to see me, then that's how we're going to do it. So if not, if you have other things to do, like, and you have business, cool. Like, I don't mind. Do your deal.
Right.
But this is what I can do, want to do, like to do. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And if, and so then you can kind of assess, like, okay, so now they're telling me with their actions, they just want a surface fun relationship. Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Then that's what you guys can be. Mm-hmm. And if you know, other people in my life want to have a more deeper connection or whatever, then you can have that.
Yeah.
And so you can kind of, you know, put people in different, like, someone's going to be in your passenger seat. Someone's going to be on your shelf. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to be in the, you know, in the bathroom cabinet. Like, right. There are going to be people all over. Like, you can put them in their scenario that makes sense.
But I think that's a great point, Maria, is like being clear about your expectations, right? Like, how people aren't mind readers, mm-hmm. you know? And so it's like, okay, to your face, I consider you a good friend. Yeah. I want to have X, Y, and Z. And if they don't come back, then clearly that's not your person.
And if you say it and they still aren't listening, then you know your answer too. So I have some people in my life where I have to continuously tell them, like, if we're going to hang out and you're on the phone the entire time, I have zero interest in hanging out with you.
Right.
And so what happens? I just pull away more and more and you're going to see less and less of me. Mm. And then if you want to see more of me, then you're actually going to want to see more of me.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
So no, I'm not going to give you all my time because this is what you're giving your time to. You're like this, texting a million people when I'm sitting right next to you.
Ugh, that's the worst.
So I always say, do you want to be with me or do you want to be with the phone?
Right. For real.
Our time is, you know, precious. What I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, that's why with Alyssa, when we were on vacation, I'm like, no phones. And she was great. That was it. Mm-hmm. Guess what? Me and Alyssa continue to have a great friendship.
Yeah.
Other people don't get the message. So then they get a little distance.
They get shelved.
You know,
cousin
they get
status.
Now they're in like the third row of the Tesla.
Yeah. I can still wave to you, but yeah.
I love you, but from a distance, because it doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
I just want different things. And we're not on the same page.
And that is okay.
So there are going to be those fun friends in life, everybody. And then there are your real friends. I know that in people's lives, I am their real friend because I know what I'm going to do if something bad happens for you, around you. I know what I'm going to do if you need me. I know what I'm going to do if you don't need me, but I see something. I mean, how many people have I stopped and saved from crisis or disaster because I saw something they didn't?
Yep.
And I'm ballsy enough to tell them.
All the time.
So there are so many of those things. I know what I am, basically, mm-hmm. and I know who I am. Mm-hmm. And that's that.
Can I ask you a question that's different than what we're talking about right now?
Yeah.
Do you and Kevin have any Valentine's Day plans?
Okay. So we have these two friends.
Okay.
I'm obsessed with them. They are so adventurous, so fun, so sweet, they're amazing. Stimulating conversation, and then we switch to total fun and craziness.
I love that.
They're like the perfect friends. Anyway, love them. So, you know, somebody sent me the Big Sur. It was Olivia.
Yes.
Olivia Culpo was like, Big Sur is amazing. You should go to Big Sur. We love it there, whatever. And she told me that there were a few different resorts. So I looked up this one called the Post Ranch Inn. And it was like $3,500. I think it was a minimum two night stay. So no, you have to pay $3,500 a night. Oof. I'm like, excuse me? Never.
No.
Ever. Mm-mm. Ever. Like, just never happening. And so I abandoned the idea, but I was looking, because then you sent me a link, mm-hmm. because Kelsey said, I've been looking to go there for my birthday. So I'm looking at everything and there's these yurts and I'm like, oh my God, these yurts look so amazing. And I'm thinking, Kevin's never going to do this. He would never want to do this. Meanwhile, I would do it in a second. Yeah. Maybe I should spend Valentine's Day with you.
Yeah, honestly, we'd have fun.
We could go. So cut to, we were helping some friends who were looking at a house and we're driving. And I go, oh, our other friends live near here. Our amazing friends mm-hmm. I was telling you about.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps his bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
We pull up and it's next door.
Oh my
God. So no I'm like way. Screaming. I could see them in their backyard. I'm like, hey guys, we're here. And they're like so confused.
Oh my God.
Do we have plans? I go, no. Anyway, they're going
to Big Sur.
To Big Sur.
No
they
way.
Got the yurt.
No way.
And I go, and this is like that moment, like a TV show where you're like, honey, we're not fun. And like, I wanted to do this. And so then Kevin goes, well, we could go. And then we could be like, hey guys, we're here.
Yeah,
happy
right?
Valentine's Day. And I'm like, no, we can't do that.
Oh, that's funny though.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
So they're going this weekend.
Oh, yes. Cause they're fun and amazing. And that's what they're doing. My husband can barely stand up straight. Yeah. He's so tired. So
he fell on the floor this morning.
Guys, not fell officially. So he was so tired. He collapsed on the kitchen counter, his face on the loaf of bread like this. And then he was like, I just want to do more for everybody. And then he collapsed to the floor in theatrics.
He was hilarious.
But he's really, really tired. So it's going to be a lonely Valentine's Day. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know what we're going to do yet. Probably nothing because he's probably so tired. So we'll do an at-home thing.
Cute.
I'll wear my cute red sweater I got at Macy's.
Perfect.
I'll wear my sweater and I will, you know, await my flowers, I guess.
There you go.
Make him a card.
Aw.
You know.
That's cute.
That is cute.
Going out on Valentine's Day is never the move anyways. So.
No.
No. Not necessarily.
Too busy. Too.
You know what it is? I don't like the energy.
Ah.
The energy in a restaurant on Valentine's Day is very intense for me. It's either like new couples getting together that don't know, like, or it's like awkward.
So awkward.
The whole thing is awkward to me. Like, it's a very intense feeling because I know we've been out once. I know we've done it once. And I was like, it was so freaky for me. There's a lot of expectations and a lot of like, I don't know. Yeah. It's not
the vibe.
It's not the vibe for
it's
me.
It's not the vibe. No. Yeah, no. I honestly don't even remember the last time I celebrated Valentine's Day, but I don't think I will ever go out. It's just, I would rather
Kevin was
home.
Very hurt that you didn't remember he got you flowers last year on Valentine's
Day. I'm sorry,
Kev.
I'm sorry.
Oh, so sweet.
I was like, what do you mean? Was she not with us then? I go, no, she was with us.
I forgot. I'm like, sorry.
No, she's been spoiled. Don't get her flowers this year. She'll remember. Aww. And then she'll be appreciative next year when you get them for
probably.
Her.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Tell us I'll be your Valentine.
Thank you, Pooch. You're the best.
Pooch, do you have Valentine's Day plans?
No.
With me?
Yeah, with Kels. No, I think my friends who aren't in relationships, we're all doing something.
Galentine's Day.
Exactly. Galentine's with, but like some boys.
Well, oh.
But they're like, no. They're single too. They're single too.
Maybe they won't be for long.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. don't know about that.
So you guys all know Macy's is a new supporter of the show. And so if you haven't already, I have curated a really cool list of clothes and some electronics and some devices and some cool things at Macy's.com/better together. If you haven't already gone to check it out, please do. And then if you hate everything I picked, you can just search what you want from there. And then we still get a little credit. So we would greatly appreciate you guys supporting the show. Go check it out. I have stuff for Valentine's Day that you can still get. I have some really cool like pajamas and what else did I have?
Cute sweatsuits. You have some great jackets. Like I really like the Free People denim one with the like
the hoodie. Yeah.
So cute. So cute. And the best thing is Macy's literally has everything, Maria.
Wait, you really everything. Wanted that like green, like leather jacket thing.
I haven't pulled the trigger, but
you have so many jackets. I can't.
That's
with
why
you.
I haven't. I'm like, Kelsey, you do not need another leather. I have like three.
Yeah.
No, but it's so cute. But
that's the problem is like, we're like, oh, it's so cute.
But we don't need it. But I did, you know, I was telling you I was on the hunt for a drip coffee machine. So I did my research. I asked a couple other people who were research queens, aka Kevin and my father. And OXO is apparently an incredible, like people are obsessed. Like they have like cult following. And I got it on Macy's. So I haven't received it yet, but I'll keep you guys posted. It's the 8-cup drip coffee maker from OXO.
Did you get it at Macy's.com/better together?
Hell yeah, I did.
So we get the credit?
Yep. So it wasn't through Maria's because it wasn't on the page, but I still went to the page and then searched it that way.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
Did you, somebody was getting their cotton sweats, cotton on. Was it?
Oh, that was me.
Did you get them?
No.
Pooja.
I spent all my money at Coral Tree. I don't have money for cotton on. I can't.
Well, they're on sale right now, so you should get them.
Oh,
they're like $17.99 or something.
I'll make you breakfast one morning so you can get them.
There you
go. Okay, cool. Yeah. A week of no Coral Tree in and I can buy the sweats.
Oh my God.
Let's see if we can make it.
So funny.
I'm dying. The sweats are actually cheaper than your breakfast there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
They really are. Breakfast at Coral Tree is like $25 easy.
Yeah.
I know, but I don't get full breakfast. I just get my coffee and my little muffin.
And her muffin.
That's for my lunch.
She really does.
I love it.
Starting with your muffin raises your blood sugar. And then don't you crash later?
Yes.
Kelsey's like, yeah, I'm next to her. Yes. Yes.
Well, it's okay. I'm appreciative because I'm always like, she's so funny. I'm always like, Pooja, you need to eat something. She's like, no, I'm good. I'm good. Yesterday she gets a coffee and a sandwich and was like, I feel incredible. And I was like, duh. Yeah.
Queen, I told you I've been recently realizing that I'm not eating enough. Right. Yeah. And so once you actually eat enough of good stuff, you have nutrition, you get energy. It's like
your brain,
your body is like a car. You got to fill it with premium gas.
Truly.
Yeah.
You can't just leave it on empty. It's not going to go very far.
No, that's true.
And a muffin is not the best way to start the day. Just a FYI.
So we're going to start with an orange.
No. And a coffee? Do you want to kill your stomach?
Pooja.
Pooja. Okay. This is what you do.
No, but Can I tell you my routine? In the morning. I have it in the afternoon.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the morning, a glass of water. Get that down. You want to be hydrated when you start the day. Then after that, you can have your orange or whatever. But really, the first thing that goes in your stomach shouldn't be so acidic, I think.
No, that would hurt your stomach,
but like, maybe just like some, you know, egg whites and some,
even
you want like
you
some protein, some like, yeah, avocado, Candace Kumai's breakfast options are really good in her cookbook. Did her episode air yet?
No.
Guys, I'm obsessed with her cookbook. I'm not really obsessed with a lot of cookbooks. It's not like I'm some like cookbook crazy person. I just think because I had COVID, I was able to like really look at hers because I have all of them on the shelf and then I do nothing with most of them.
For this one you looked at.
Yeah. And so that spinach, no, it's a mushroom kale burrito with egg and pecorino cheese. And it's insane with a wheat tortilla.
Yum. Well,
So you make them up for the week.
That's,
and then
that's it.
All you got to do is throw the cheese on, melt it in the microwave, and run.
Boom.
And you're good. It's so great. That. I just like in the fridge, we have like tuna roll-ups or turkey roll-ups or these egg burrito roll-ups. Like, so you could just grab something and go if you need it.
Right.
Like if you're in a rush or just because you want something simple.
Well, that's the hard thing.
Pre-made little salads.
Boom. And MariaMenounos.com next week is going to be dropping Maria's chia seed pudding recipe.
Chia.
That's another, Pooch, that would be a good one for you too. Cause it literally takes 15 minutes to prep on a Sunday.
Yep.
Five little mini different to-go containers. Just grab and go every morning.
Boop, boop.
Yeah.
So.
And chia is so good for you. Mm-hmm. It's a great way to start your morning. I haven't done chia pudding recipe in a while. So I'm going to make a bunch of them. Actually, I'll make a bunch of them. You can try it. And then you'll be like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Oh my God, thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah. So anyhow, friends, like I said, I have some really cool, by the way, there's a lot of really cool outfits in that Macy's.com/better together thing.
Oh yeah.
I think I'm going to finally pull the trigger. So I curate these lists. I'm like usually on a Sunday, I'll be like scrolling through and discovering new designers and new things that I love. And I just put them in there. But, that Lioness brand I'm really obsessed with. There's a white button down that's a crop top and it has a crisscross strings.
So cute.
I was like, that's really, really cute. But then I just love like all the sweats and cozies and stuff too. I actually probably should freshen up the list with some new spring items because spring is upon us.
That's what I was thinking. That was my request for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I wrote on there spring. What trends do you think?
Okay. You know what's Maria's funny? Really good. I feel like Crocs are going to be even cooler this spring.
Oh yeah.
Because I was in the department store. I bought some new shoes. And I saw these Balenciaga. Balenciaga's doing all these like, they're like crocky kind of shoes. I don't know what to call them. They're not plastic. They're kind of crocky.
Okay.
That rubbery thing. Yeah. And I just feel like that's going to be a really big trend this season. And so I think like eyeballing some colorful Crocs.
Cute.
Will be cool this season.
And colors are definitely.
I think color in general.
Yeah.
But colors, guys, this is the funniest thing. We say the same things every time. It's like color is in, but it has been in.
Right.
But maybe like more so than it has been in a while. I don't know. I actually think low-waisted jeans are coming back.
Unfortunately.
And I'm really upset because I've spent so much time and energy and money finding high-waisted jeans.
I know.
And I'm like, they're going to go the other way now. So that's why
I will not be putting those on.
That's why, poor Chenz is choking over there. That's why I put so much, I save a few jeans of every style from old seasons because I know what's old is new and what's new is old. It all comes back. So I have some like pieces. But I think Lowe's coming back.
It is. Man. I'm not thrilled about it.
Mm-hmm.
I will not be participating. I'll do lower than my to the boob, which I was never a huge fan of high rise to that high, but the low.
No.
Britney Spears.
Very
era.
90s.
I was queen of them not in the 90s, in the 2000s.
Nicole Richie, I remember. Yeah.
I was queen of them. I had some good ones. Pooch, pull some up. Maria, low waisted pants.
Oh my
you'll
gosh.
See.
Ooh, okay.
In fact,
low.
Do you know how to pull up media?
I'll walk you through it if you don't.
No, it's okay. We'll teach her after this and then she'll know for the future.
I can just superimpose it. Afterwards.
Oh, well, there you go. Solution queen.
Boom.
But I'm looking it up on here. Oh my God, you were the queen of low waist.
Dead.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Wait, stop.
You have a pair of pink ones.
Oh, but you know what? I don't know if we can use the pictures because they'll sue me, maybe. The photographers.
Oh, yeah, you guys got to Google it. The low rise pink shorts. I'm dying.
Wait, Joey, turn
amazing,
around.
Amazing, though. So that's just Thank annoying. You.
Oh my God, those are low. That was in Miami. Oh wow. Those are the Miami days.
Miami.
But yeah.
Oh my gosh, you look like such a teen star here.
Where? Is it the striped, colorful
belly button ring?
Oh my God. Yeah. Oh, I have a collection of belly button rings.
Oh my gosh. I took mine out. Should we put ours back in?
I've tried. It was really hard.
Ooh.
Because now I just have the hole and it's been there forever. It does not close.
It doesn't go away. I know.
So now I've been wanting to do it for like the last 2 years. And because I'm like, I think they're coming back.
Totally.
But I can't get it back in there.
Ooh, I'm going to try and put mine. And or we can go get it repaired so we can have a date.
Should we?
Yeah, let's do it.
I think we should.
I kind of want to.
Yeah, let's do it.
You know what? This Uh-oh. Is horrifying.
Here we go.
I got mine pierced.
She's like, I want to get my nipple pierced. No, not doing that, Kelsey.
Been there, done that.
And
thank
I'm not
you.
Doing it with you either.
But no, my belly button, I got pierced at an up all night, which in Pooch, did you have those in college?
Up all night?
Yeah, we had this like stupid thing.
Oh,
they were
my
called
Lord.
Up all nights. And it was like, they didn't want kids to go party and drink. So they would like have bands and they would have piercers and you'd go to like the common center and like the cub, we called
in
it.
In college? They cared that much about you guys?
Yes. Because we were like small state school that literally just got like hammered every weekend.
Oh,
and they
well,
were
that's
like,
so cool.
It was actually very cool. But they had this janky.
Did cool kids do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. She's like, I did. Duh.
We all went, we'd get pierced. So the guy pierced my belly button, and usually it's like a whole procedure. You lay down. Nope. I stood up and he went with the needle and was like, next, next. It was the most horrifying, but
he just opened the hole and then you had to put your own thing in?
No. He put the thing in, but it was just like, usually it's like a whole thing. You lay down, they mark it, but nope.
Yeah. I did mine in Venice Beach.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
You know, mine was janky.
Wait, did it hurt so bad, Kels?
Yeah, it didn't feel good. It did not feel good. But
I've had
a lot of things pierced, and so that was probably...
You have?
Yeah.
What else did you pierce? You pierced your nipples.
Yeah, I did. I had one.
I feel like you told me that before.
I had one in college.
Yeah, but does it hurt? Because my friend got it, and she's like, it doesn't hurt at all, and I refused to do it with her.
It was horrible.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't do it.
It was awful.
Your friend's a liar.
Yeah, she's a liar.
But she, like, didn't... I was with her. She was, like, good after. I was like, what?
Then she's not human.
Maybe.
She's not human.
I wouldn't recommend.
Okay.
It was cool.
I'm glad I made the right decision.
Do you think Macy's has belly rings? Should I put some on there?
Yes.
Do I need new ones?
Wait, guys, I want a belly ring.
Yeah. I want like a cool dangly, like, oh my gosh, you've never. Okay.
Macy's.com.
Because my cousins had it.
And
so I wanted to be like my older cousins. And my mom was like, you're not getting a belly button ring.
Oh my gosh. I just remember my grandma hated it. If ever she was around, you know, during the summertime and I was wearing my bikini, she's like, take that out.
Oh my God, wait.
I wanted my nose pierced for a second.
Do they have belly button rings, Maria?
You look cute with your nose pierced.
You would, Pooch.
Yeah,
I'm looking at these Jockey Everyday Essential Cotton Pajama Pants that I put on here. They're $21.60 on sale.
Wow.
And they are so cozy, comfy. I'm so excited. And Pooja, your cotton on sweats are $17.99.
Oh my God.
Come on, queen.
Come on, girl.
And these green ones are so hot.
They're all amazing.
Yeah, they are.
You know what's
really cute.
Funny is I think I'm going to order this Lioness heavy metal cotton shirt dress for my Super Bowl party this weekend. I didn't even think about it.
It's so cute.
I was just going to use what I
have a denim dress. Oh, should
no,
we match?
No. It should be here.
What?
I did order. I'm not crazy. I ordered the ribbed bodycon dress by Layden.
Oh, cute this with hot. The cuts in the top. Cute.
Yes.
Ooh.
I was obsessed with that. I was like, okay, that's what I'm going to wear. Oh, no, I already did pick something because I'm like, why didn't I get
cute.
Something already?
Oh, and you know what? Shout out because I've had a couple people email and ask about Maria's clean white button downs.
Mm.
She has a really good one on here. It's Kenya or Kina cotton oversized shirt. NIA is the brand, Nia.
I don't see a white button down in here.
Do you see the brown one?
I don't have any button downs in here,
yeah,
Kelsey.
Look, right here.
Oh. That's like, it looks like a silky guy. I got confused. You're right.
She cotton.
This is a really good one, actually.
Really good.
Which is not surprising. I'm not going to put anything I don't love on here.
I want the siren cutout top. I wore one like that this weekend and I loved it.
See, and I like this. They have talked to a style expert. They will help you like put your outfits together and everything if you don't know how to, which is so cool. Oh yeah, this is a good one because it's a little oversized.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like the brown actually, but the white, this is a good white one.
Yeah, it's really clean.
You know what I like as a cover up in the summer is a like long white button down.
Yeah, that's what I usually do too.
So
I might be ordering that.
Yeah.
I like the bodysuit, the lace bodysuit.
That'd be cute on you.
That one's so cute. Thank
Belly
you.
Belly ring.
No way.
Oh, yes, queen.
Stop. Oh, my God.
I think I need the butterfly.
Oh, my gosh.
It's $14. It's a crystal double butterfly bypass ring. I mean.
Shut up.
Oh, wow. And they got a matching butterfly toe ring.
I want the Hamza hand one.
Which one's Hamza hand?
There's a Hamza hand.
What's a Hamza hand?
It's the... This
yeah,
guy.
What is that? I used to find those on the in the club when we used to clean, and I have one, and I never knew what it was.
Hamza hand meaning it is the Hamza hand is a palm shaped. Okay, well, can you tell me what it means? Please hold.
Kelsey's like, I want the Hamza hand, but I have no idea what it is.
I know it's some good.
It's trendy.
It's good juju. Kelsey. That's all I know.
It's good juju.
Good juju. Okay, Hamza hand can be worn. Okay, come on. The wearer of a Hamza hand, here's the prayer. Let no sadness come to this heart. Let no trouble come to these arms. Let no conflict come to these eyes. Let my soul be filled with blessing of peace and joy.
Wow.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
Okay. So. I'm not getting a Hamza belly ring. I don't want someone's hand on me at all times.
I want the one that, that's an expensive one. Oh, we'll just look to your page, Maria. Yeah. You can populate.
Well, I do have a collection. So I have a frog with a little emerald in it. I have my various stars. I have some I feel like I probably need something new. That little butterfly one. I mean, what was it? $13 or $14? Yeah, I think I might get that.
I want a cool drapey one. You know, yeah. That's kind of like
a little
dangles.
Drippy. There's one that dangle. Says love yeah, and it dangles I'm
into
down.
That. I'm into that. Wow. Yeah. How fun.
How many comments and likes for us to have to all get matching, not matching, just have to get belly button piercings.
Well, everybody, if you haven't already followed us on Better Together with Maria, Queen Pooja has been Instagramming some behind the scenes in our stories mm-hmm. of our lives. And so we do spend a lot of time together.
We do
go on a lot of adventures, sometimes to, you know, get coffee, sometimes to get lunch, sometimes just do drive alongs and get some fresh air. But maybe we do need a company belly piercing outing.
I would love nothing more.
I mean, I have had a hard time with it. I'm 43 and it's like, do I need to try to look like I'm like,
you literally have the best body in the whole world though. You are the person who can pull it off this age. It's true.
Oh, look, the Every Girl's Guide to Life. Look at that belly ring. What is that one? Is that the star?
It's a star.
Yeah. That's
it's
the one
star.
I have.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I got a collection of these. People sent me, I think I have like a $10,000 belly ring collection. Stop. Yeah, it's all at the bank deposit box. So don't try to come take it from here because it's not here. But because they were like giving them back then. Like it was crazy.
That's so interesting. So, I'm into this.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll have to do some belly ring shopping. Macy's.com/bettertogether. Thank you guys, of course, for supporting us, Macy's. And thank you, Better Together Heel Squad, for supporting us through Macy's. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we covered a lot of topics. I want to make sure we shout out our $25 tier Patreon members, Elena, Pam Lucier, Julie Tolick Press, Jessica Rink, Lynn, Claire Stebbin, Miranda Stupart, Stephanie Green Bass, Andrea Jenkins, Edward Looney, Tanya Janik, Elena Mufsid, Shannon Sterna, and Ephemithiadis, Jessica's twice, Leslie Besk, Teresa Sarah Palmer, Jessica. Bobby Diamond, Alyssa Heiberger, Brett Burr. Remember? Helen Vlamis, Heather Goldman, Leah Tringali, Joanne Gauthier, Sandy Garfield, Anne-Marie Jennings, Marilena Falaris, Alicia Gonzalez. Thank you all for being members. And don't forget to send your self-addressed stamped envelope for us to send you a little goodies. Gift from my closet.
Yay. Yeah, we've received a couple of them.
We've gotten a few. We need a little photo description of who you are, your kind of like style and hobby so that I can pull accordingly. I have so much in this. Like I have this one, you know, those like plastic container organizers.
Oh,
I have
yeah.
one stacked to the gizzard with jewelry, like costume jewelry,
right.
like things that like I've, you know, worn over the years, whether it was like Leah Sophia, which was like super popular back in like Paris Hilton, Nicole Richie days and
so good.
And you know, it's still like beautiful stuff. I just have worn it all and I don't have any room for it. And I'd rather give it to our heel squad. So
I love it.
Anyway, you guys can send that in. In the meantime, happy Thursday.
And thank you for being with us. We love you all. And like Kelsey said, you all have your place here with us.
That's right.
We'll be your family. If your family sucks.
What?
Even if they don't, we'll still be your family.
If they don't, yeah. But if they do. And I hope you guys have an amazing day. Thank you for being with us. Be nice people, make good choices, and be present.